Evening, everybody, and welcome. My name is Rick Murphy. I'm in Austin, Texas, and on behalf of my wife, Paige, who's my business partner and the love of my life, my sons, Cole and Tyler, we are pleased to have you with us tonight with our live team and our esteemed guest, Dr. Gary Linder. Our goal tonight is very simple. It is to give you information, to let you know about something that's very special to us, that's meaningful, that can really change your life, the lives of a lot of other people. It's the second best news I've ever gotten in my life in terms of a message that impacted my life. And it's a great honor and pleasure to have you take a few minutes out of your life. You know, this next few minutes that you watch this or you listen to this tonight, can change your life if you take the time to invest in it. This video is not going to compete for your time. It's something you have to watch and invest yourself in to get information so that you can live the life that you want to live. And we're going to tell you tonight about a balanced life and things to think about and a company that can deliver them in a way that you can benefit your life and what NECN is all about. And then I'm going to give you the business plan strategy called the NECN plan, which is a simple, duplicable path that you can start doing tomorrow. And we're ready to go. So, Gary, I'm going to give you a big introduction in a second, but are you ready to get in the saddle and help some people, have a little fun, make a little money, help a few people?
Yeah, I sure am, Rick. Ready to go.
Awesome. Now, let me tell you. I'm going to read this a little bit official, because when you get a guy with this many credentials on, you got to actually read the bio. For me, you can just say, dumb, dumb, built me, Karen. Not my wife, but me. For Dr. Gary Linder, he's president and CEO of Wellness Begins at Home. Excuse me. He received his doctorate in physiology from Clemson. He has held faculty positions at major universities, published numerous research papers in his field. Dr. Linder has over 30 years of business experience and built very large multi-million-dollar businesses. So Gary's a guy that's academic. And Gary, you're rare. You've been in colleges and you can actually do it in the real world too, man. That makes you a rarity, isn't it? But that's a heck of a deal. Someone that can actually teach it and do it. Multi-million-dollar biotech company. He's running education solutions for companies, families, and individuals for healthy living. He's partnered with NECN. He's one of the most dynamic business builders in NECN. This is a guy that knows the body. He understands the mind. He understands the business world. He understands what makes movers move things happen. He will be one of the biggest stars. He already is in this NECN. In the launch that we're about to do, he will be one of the top income earners in NECN. So you guys are in for a real treat tonight. So live siders, will you help me welcome all the way from Lodi, California, live with us tonight, Dr. Gary Linder.
Yay.
All right.
All right, Gary, what do you say? You take it away, my friend. I'm going to make you the presenter. You can get going, all right?
Thank you, Rick. I'm really happy and just super excited to be here, and thanks for having me on this evening. I'm going to go through a presentation. This presentation is called A Life in Balance. And really what it's going to elucidate is that, you know, everybody can have a prevention-focused lifestyle. I mean, we've got some health challenges in our country, and it's not going away. It's not getting better. It's getting worse and worse. And we in NECN believe we have a solution for that. We really do. And in fact, this first slide, actually, I guess two slides, what happened, is that belief does not come from success. Success comes from belief. I think just about everybody on this call would agree with that. And there's a number of things in NECN that we believe. We'll get to that. And we can have belief as individuals. And what's cool about NECN is we can have belief in teams, in groups of individuals, of like-minded individuals. You know, let me use an example. Mike Trout, superstar for California Angels, which Yahoo, they just won their division there. Do you think he believes they can go through the championship series and go to the World Series and win? He does. I'm sure he does. Do you think his teammates believe that? Absolutely they do. And that's the power, and that's the power that we have here with NECN too. We believe that everyone has the right to a clean, healthy environment and the ability to build a life, not just earn a living. You know, NECN's center, its foundation is called the Five Pillars of Health. You see it on the wheel there. And that's five areas, a healthy body, mind, family, society, and finances. But more importantly, with each of those areas, your life being in balance. And I think you would agree that all these areas in our lives are very interrelated. Let me give an example. If we're having some health challenges and our body is out of balance, Do you think that affects our mind, what we're thinking? Do you think it affects our family, our loved ones around us? Do you think it affects our friends and the people we hang out with? Do you think it affects our finances? Sure it does. Good example, biggest cause of bankruptcy in the U.S. right now is medical bills. It just increased from 50 to 62% of all bankruptcy. If we look at our finances and those are out of balance, does that affect our body, our health, our balance there, our mind, what we're thinking, our family, people we hang out with? And what does it cause? It causes stress. What's the biggest killer in our country? Stress and stress-related disease. We're going to talk about three concepts this evening. And what we're going to talk about is our busy body. Basically, everything our bodies need to do to stay in balance or be healthy. I'm going to talk about how our world has changed, specifically our toxic environment and how that is affecting us. And then we're going to talk a little bit about choices that we make every day that affect us physically, emotionally, and pretty much in all areas of the five pillars of health. This little guy here is pretty cute, but it looks like he's not doing much. But there's a lot of things going on in his body. I like to use an example. This is an example of something we do every second of our life from the day we're born and then on. It also is probably the largest energy consumption, thing that takes the largest energy consumption that we have in our entire life. When I ask this question in public or at a presentation, most people nod their head in agreement and their answer is breathing. And breathing is a good answer, but it's not the one I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is maintaining our body at 98.6 degrees, maintaining body temperature. Now, does that need breathing? Do we need oxygen to do that? Yes, we do. Do we need water? Of course we do. We need proper hydration. Do we need fuel? Do we need food? Do we need nutrients? Yes. Do we need the energy of the earth and the sun? Of course we do. Do we need to sleep and recover so we can do that day in and day out? Yes, we do. Our bodies are pretty amazing. In fact, most people agree we're designed to live for 120 years or more in good, vibrant health. There are 10 trillion cells in our body, and we need to replace 6 billion of those every day so we can replace our largest organ, our skin, every 30 days, our skeletal system every 7 to 10 years, which is our body's second largest organ, our entire gut or stomach and intestinal lining every 7 days, and our lung and our liver tissue every 6 weeks. So I think you'd agree that if we disregard our body's requirements, this could lead to disease or some health challenges. There's a lot of things that impede our body's ability to stay healthy. And what I'm talking about here is environmental toxins. Currently, there's over 80,000 chemicals being used in the U.S., and the EPA's required testing on fewer than 500 of these. That's less than 1%. The other problem is we're adding 20 new chemicals to our environment every week, and this isn't going down, it's going up. The Time Magazine cover photo that you see on the slide here, that reads, "The Poisoning of America." That cover story was published on September 22nd of 1980. So here's my question. Do you think that problem has gotten better or has it gotten worse in the last 34 years? And I think the answer is obvious. It has gotten much, much worse. The toxins are in the air we breathe, the food we drink, the water we drink and the food we eat. Our intake of toxins currently is much greater than our ability to excrete, and the difference becomes what we call sequestered toxins or our body burden. Now, there's a tipping point in our body where we exceed a certain level, and those toxins start to interpret take a look. Environmental toxicity is a factor, and look at this list of all these diseases. The ones in gold are the top six in our society. And just look at them. There's a couple of them there that we never heard of, and by all means were not commonplace, just a generation or two ago. You know, chronic disease is the leading cause of death and disability in the U.S., according to the CDC. And every disease on this list has three things in common. First, environmental toxicity is a factor in their expression. Second, they are all chronic diseases, which means they don't go away. They need to be treated and managed. And probably the only one there, and the third thing they all have in common, is that they're all preventable. The only one that probably isn't would be the diabetes, type 1 diabetes. But the percentage of 29 million diabetics in our country, the percentage that are type 1, is only 5%. So the vast majority of them could be prevented. Here's the other thing. We spend nearly $3 trillion a year in healthcare costs in this country. 75% of that $3 trillion is spent on treating and managing preventable diseases. And that's something I think that all of us should want to change. And it's not just adults. You know, here's a slide, here's from a study at the Environmental Working Group in 2005. And what they did is took the umbilical cord blood of newborn infants and analyzed this for chemical content. They detected 287 chemicals. So the question we must ask ourselves is not if we are toxic, but how toxic are we? You know, I met with somebody, I was down in Southern California last week, Rick, and I was meeting with a young man, highly educated, degrees in biochemistry. I think he was about 26, 27 years old, and we were talking about this issue. And I asked him, I said, is this something you're concerned with? And he said, I'm concerned with it. He said, but I don't think my peer group is that concerned with it. I said, so the guys you hang out with, the guys your age, you know, your generation, aren't really concerned about that. He said, well, we probably are, but we aren't concerned about things that might happen 30, 40, 50 years to us down the road.
Right.
And I said, let's talk about that for a second. I said, here's the thing. This is a generational problem, and here's what I mean. My parents, I'm 62 years old, my parents, when they were born, probably had somewhere between 50 to 100 toxic chemicals in their blood, and there is some documentation to that that I've seen. My generation, we're probably born with 150. Current generations being born are close to 300. So I said to this young man, his name was Eric, I said, Eric, I don't think you're talking about 3-4 decades down the road. I think you're talking about 1 or 2 to where this body burden starts to affect your health in these types of chronic diseases. And I think everybody on the call would agree we're seeing younger and younger and younger people having heart attacks, stroke, diabetes, cancer, all these chronic issues. So I'd be a little concerned, Eric. I said, because I don't think you're talking 40, 50 years. You were compromised more than your earlier generations just because of the amount of toxins that we're exposed to. So ignore this, pretty much, just to ignore the obvious. And it's pretty much the same as sticking your head in the sand and just hoping the problem will go away. Newsflash, it's not going to go away. It's getting worse and worse and worse. So how can you protect yourself? And what's the solution? It's a very complex problem, but it has a very simple solution. And we all know it. We all know the solution. Our moms knew it. Ben Franklin knew it. Time Magazine knows it. It's prevention. And prevention works. A prevention-focused lifestyle works. But here's the thing. We all know it, but nobody does it. question I like to ask, is prevention effective on a societal basis? And my answer is no. And the answer is no, because we all know it. Nobody does it, and we just keep getting sicker and sicker. Here's why. People don't want to change. Nobody wants to change. Here's the other thing. Let's say, and when do we change? When do we adopt a wellness lifestyle? It's usually after the fact. After something's been diagnosed, or after the first heart attack, or stroke. And then people come to their senses and say, oh my gosh, I need to start living a little healthier. But do even they stick with it? Usually not. The incidence of a second heart attack after a first is about 75%. So people are not sticking with it. So this is not, prevention works, but again, it's not effective on a societal basis. So what if? Just what if there was a way to provide our bodies with everything it needs to be healthy? A way to reduce this body burden of contaminants that's affecting our health. And people didn't have to make big lifestyle changes to be healthy. Do people want to hear about that? They would. That's why we have such a great and successful business. It's a wellness home. That's our promise. So let's look inside a wellness home. I made statements earlier. If we breathe air, we're going to get contaminants. If we drink water, if we eat food. So let's clean up the air. The wellness home has product technology in there to do that. Also a way to provide you with clean, fresh water. How about whole food nutrition to feed those 10 trillion cells so they can replace 6 billion a day? How about natural lighting? What do we usually have? We spend 90% of the time indoors under what I like to call MAL illumination. Fake light when our bodies really want the light of the sun. And we provide that with natural lighting, with the Kenko light. How about quality sleep? Do you think that's important for our health? Yes. Also, 7 out of 10 Americans don't sleep well. That's why we hear every day lots of ads for different types of beds. Some of them is just one technology where you're pumping air in and out. That might make you more comfortable, but I'm not sure it's going to be designed, or I'm not sure it's going to provide you with the deep quality sleep, that regenerative sleep that's going to help your body. How about some advanced triphase or magnetic products? Provide some of the energy from the earth. How about a way to deal with discomfort or some challenges in a non-pharmaceutical, non-medicinal way? That's what the wellness home is. We're very unique. It's what we call total wellness. Let's look rudimentarily, I agree, but let's look at just all the basic needs that our cells require. And I've shown this slide to many, many health professionals, and from a standpoint of general categories, no one's really been able to say, Gary, you need to add this. So it's pretty comprehensive. These are things that every cell in our body requires to be healthy. Now here's the very interesting and fantastic part of that. Here is the Neekin product or technology that supplies that need, so we can have healthy cells. Now everything in here that you see works synergistically together. The wellness home was designed to do that. And I'll give you a good example. Let's say I'm having an issue with a swollen ankle. And we have a wrap for that. We have for every joint on our body. And I'm just going to use that wrap. But I don't, am not providing my body or my cells with all these other requirements. Do you think that wrap is going to be more effective in helping my body if I'm giving my cells all the tools that it needs to be healthy? If I'm properly hydrated, if I have some antioxidant support, I mean, and all the other things that we see here. It is. and it's going to be an exponential benefit. So the wellness home's designed to provide our bodies with all these requirements so we can do the amazing things to maintain our balance, maintain and improve our health. Here's the other really cool thing about it. Neacon products and the wellness home fit our lifestyle. Do we all drink water? Yes. Do we all breathe? Yes. Do we all eat? Yes. Do we turn on a light when we come in the house and it's dark? Yes. Do we all sleep? Yes. These are things that you don't have to go out of your way to implement. And what happens is you don't have to change. The product changes you. And amazing things happen. When amazing things happen when people put their bodies into this greenhouse for humans, if you will, this wellness environment. All of a sudden, they start to feel better. And they wonder, wow, what else can I do to feel better? Because there's no limit to how good we can feel. And that transition goes, all of a sudden they're going, wow, maybe instead of that cheeseburger for lunch, I should have a healthy salad. Because I'm feeling pretty good. Maybe I should start checking some labels on the foods that we're bringing home that we're buying at the stores. Maybe I should exercise because I feel good enough to exercise. And almost secondarily, people adopt a wellness lifestyle. Let me tell you a quick story. I was doing this presentation at a luncheon, and one of the gentlemen there as a guest that was listening to it was a cardiologist. And afterwards, I was introduced to him, and I said, what you like best about what you saw? And he said, it all makes sense. It's just plain common sense. And I said, yeah, I agree with that. He says, but I'm not really sure how effective it would be. I said, you mind if I ask you a couple questions? He said, no, go ahead. I said, let's assume I come to you. My blood pressure's high. My cholesterol's high. I'm super stressed. I'm not walking time by a bomb for a heart attack or stroke. You do all your clinical tests. And you affirm that. You sit down, you call me into your office, and have a chat with me. In lieu of, without prescribing medication, blood pressure medication, cholesterol, statin drugs, et cetera, or a surgery, what's your conversation with me? He said, that's easy, that's simple. Diet and exercise. And I said, yeah, lifestyle changes. So I asked him, I said, how effective are you? He looked at me very quizzically and said, what do you mean? I said, of 100 people that come to you like me with all these challenges going on, how many of them listen to you? He looked right at me and he said, none. Zero. I said, so that's not very effective. I said, what you just saw today at this luncheon, what you folks are hearing and seeing here tonight, is a way to be very effective for people having prevention-focused lifestyle. Because they don't have to change. We are changing their environment. That is why, in my opinion, this is the most logical, effective, and affordable prevention-focused healthcare system in the world. Bar none. There's nothing else like it. I have seen this happen countless times in my 16-plus year tenure with Neacon. Where people have adopted that wellness home and their lives have been changed. We all make choices. Choose prevention. Really understand the power of what we just presented here and see if it's a choice for you. The way I look at it, you can either treat and manage chronic disease or you can prevent it. We just showed you a simple, easy way to do that. And with that, Rick, I'm pretty much done with my portion of tonight's presentation. And again, I want to thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Gary, that was awesome. So basically your take on it is that your body's in flux all the time. You constantly need healthy input to get a healthy output. And the Neacon products basically give your body the ability to sustain life. It's really what it is. We don't have products that fix a fat back. I mean, they do that. But really, these products sustain life. They give you the environment to sustain your life. Would you say that's a pretty good summary of that, for crying out loud?
I'd say for crying out loud, you just summed up what I was talking about for 20 minutes, my friend.
It is. Absolutely.
And the point here is just start. You know, start with something. You know, we got some great things that whoever invited you on this WebEx this evening can share that with you. You know, we're 30%, we're 75% water. It just makes plain common sense to put healthy water in your body.
Well, you know what, Gary, you're a brilliant guy and a great guy. You're able to explain your thoughts, which a lot of people that, you know, have high education have challenges doing. So thank you for doing that with everybody. That was fantastic. It is, guys. It's such a simple message. What's fascinating about it is that's a message that everybody should know. But in other words, does it really take an impaneled panel of wizards and geniuses and wise people to figure out that if you drink better water, you're going to feel better? Does it really take a team of experts to figure out that breathing, eating, and sleeping and drinking are important? Does it really take a team of experts? If a house plant, if you put it in a windowsill without dirt, water, air, and light, the thing dies. And if you don't, by the way, if you go get the greatest dirt in the world and the greatest light in the world and you don't give it water, the thing's going to be dead. We all know this. All of you guys have air in the tires of your car and oil in the crankcase and transmission fluid and brake fluid. And you do all those things for your car, and we'll talk to you about wellness and prevention in a water system, and somehow you look at that as an expense. Meanwhile, you're putting top-of-the-line air filters in your car. What I'm trying to tell you guys is a lot of people just don't realize how good you can feel. It's not even about being sick. It's not even about prevention. That the way that most people feel today, they're tired, the lethargic, the burnout, the depression, the stress, are not only from the way that we're working, which I'll talk about in a second, but they're the way that we're treating our body. And I'll tell you, if you use these products for 30 days, you'd never give them up again, with or without the business, just because you're going to see the impact they have on your life. They're astounding.